Everyone, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. And tonight is our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be doing and going to the Light Ship probably about 20 minutes before the hour here. That's what I have kind of written down. We'll see how that plays out here. So we'll just talk about the Light Ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process, and right now we're dealing with the time when we celebrate the basic ascension of Jesus. It's after this weekend, the way they talk about that, so I don't want to get into the negative aspect here of remembering somebody's death here, but we'll go into the ascension process, which the Light Ship was here to do, is to have him come forth and rematerialize his body over again in the same dimension that he was in, and to relive another life. And this is what basically he was teaching, is to have everlasting life, in which he proved that it could be done. And naturally, through his life, he had to work on himself, and the Light Ship helped him release the energies out of his body so that he could hold 100% spirit energy. Remember, every body that is conceived does have densities in it. His body was actually special on his conception because a lot of those energies were actually taken out by the Light Ship during that process of conception and afterwards before he was born. But going into a different direction now, we're going to do some entity releases. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. And we had a wonderful program today earlier, a four-hour ascension call. If you missed it, it was quite something. Everyone is special, and this one here was just extra special. So here we go. Work with the bottom of your feet, going up to your arches, your ankles, up to your knees, up to your waist. And now we're working with the internal organs, releasing energies from you. And entities, like we talk about all the time, are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And these bodies are there to actually communicate with the earth spirit initially on how much love the body's feeling toward the planet itself and the creatures on the planet and the humanity in general, but it's sort of switched over from the initial creation that the Earth Spirit did into a self-defense body over these thousands and thousands of years. And this body does not get returned back to the Earth like it's supposed to, only because of the energies that are here of the darkness. And so they float around after the physical body passes on and looks around for another body to come into, and these you can call ghosts. And they come into your body, and when they come into your body, they have their own agenda naturally because they have the history of all the people that they've been prior to you. And they can be with somebody for their whole lifetime even, and have that person do whatever they would like the body to do. And that's the sad part, is that a lot of people who do get entities have no control over their lives, and the entities run them. And you can have hundreds, if not thousands, of these inside of your body. So when you have thousands of these entities, at that point, you're kind of lost. Most people who have thousands will be probably about 10% of their body, and it could even be less than that. And unfortunately, you lost your spiritual connection to the divine. So we're going to release these now from you. You might feel them leave your body. And they're going out now. So you can tell them goodbye. And some do actually bring us gifts at times, or special gems, but as a general rule, they don't. And they can bring us addictions and everything else. So we're releasing them right now from you. If you want to focus on a situation, your spirit will help you release it out of you also. Maybe you have a back condition. So ask your spirit now to go to this area and help also to release energies out of your back. If you have a problem with your back, maybe back pain or something, remember these pains also attract the entities. And we're doing some more releasing here. If you have an addiction, then also ask your spirit to help you release these entities that are actually making you have the addiction, because they want to have that experience. Okay. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So as you come in now, you may feel a warmth, might feel tingles in your body happening. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to do a chakra alignment. And we always go to the heart center first, and I'm going to move that around for people. And you might feel the inside of your body moving slightly, or feel energy moving in you. If you're brand new to the program, you may be feeling energy is actually shifting with you more than the other people who've been on before. Once you basically get aligned, more than likely you're going to stay aligned. So you could be out for maybe if you're older, or say if you're 60 years of age, you could have your chakras out of alignment for, say, 50 years or so. And so once they get aligned, it's a little more difficult to get them out of alignment, although it can happen, you know, quite easily, too. There we go. Third eye. Perfect. So your heart and throat chakra and third eye are in alignment right now to give you maximum healing abilities. Now we're going down to your power chakra. Remember, these are aligning to all of your energetic bodies right now. Perfect. Now we're going down to second chakra and first chakra. Great. Okay. And here we go. We're going to do an opening now. Go body width for everyone. So start with the heart chakra. I'll use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll do your mind to heart drop. We're going to take your awakening consciousness. And if you're on the call earlier today, you might still have your mental body alongside of you. So you may feel a little different and be actually in the state of heart energy more than the other people who are not on the line who haven't joined the four-hour conference call here. So here we go. We're going to take your mental body and drop it into your heart center, dropping down. And I'd like people to comment, too, who are on the four-hour today. Just see how it feels because you had the comparison earlier. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So just sit back and kind of contemplate, talk to your spirit, and I'll see you back again maybe in a minute or so here. And I'll make that connection a little bit stronger for some of you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, and one. Okay, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone. We have quite a few people listening and typing in on the fast chat right now. Several of them were on the 4-hour conference call today and really had quite an awesome experience. So that's wonderful, and welcome to all of you. And this is a very special night because we're talking about the mission of Jesus with the Creation Lightship 2,000 years ago, and the reason that the Lightship is here now, and the upcoming universal shift and all of what that entails. So get ready for a wonderful night, and of course going to the Lightship later on for healing. So we welcome you whether you've been with us for a while or if you're just coming and listening new tonight. And if you have any questions or you want to participate on the fast chat, that's very easy to do. You can just look at down the page of the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and you'll see the beautiful light being, and just below that there's something, a place where you can click on fast chat to get on that, and then you just type in your name and your message. So you're welcome to do that. So I guess over to you, Ron, to talk or start this topic about Jesus and what his purpose and his mission was 2,000 years ago, and how he was working with the Creation Lightship then, and so on.
Okay, well, he came from the Lightship, and from there, coming down, he went into the Galactic Federation, and they're supposed to be here to naturally assist him through the teachings and also some of the healings that he's supposed to do here for people for ascension. And the Federation, which was not in true spiritual integrity, didn't really help him too much, and instead they were like an adversary to him. So he worked mainly with the Lightship, and from that point, that's where all the healings came from, and also the teachings. And what actually happened was that the Federation betrayed him. This is why, you know, you may wonder on the cross when you get those few words about why did you forsake me. That was the Federation in which he was talking to, naturally. Where were you when I'm here to teach this, do these teachings, you know, for humanity? He actually had 12 lifetimes at once, but we only know probably, as far as the Bible is concerned, we only talk about two of those lifetimes. And so there's a lot of information that has not come forward, which may not ever come forward. But the basic thing is that he was here to teach people, which is what I'm doing this time around, basically, to help you release your emotional traumas out of your body. And in his time, the way it's written now in the Bible, that was called sin. And the sin is your programming in your genetic history of your body, your genetic cell memory. And your genetic cell memory contains the thoughts and the judgments of all of your ancestors. And this is what you're actually doing in this lifetime, is helping your body live longer. And in order to do that, it must release these energies from it so that you can have your spirit reunite with the body. And this is what the ascension time actually is. But if we were not doing the ascension, we'll say that we're talking about 100 years ago, then what you'd still want to do is the same thing, because you don't want to have your emotional body and the thoughts of your ancestors give you a shorter lifetime. And this is why he mentioned about having eternal life, which is what would happen during the ascension. But if you notice, people who live longer tend to be happier, and they tend not to be typically involved with a lot of stuff, and they don't hold much judgment, and that's because they probably have worked on themselves a lot. And so that's kind of what the teachings were. The healings were just another byproduct of that, after the people have worked on themselves enough to get rid of the energy. So the light ship was helping Jesus to eliminate emotional traumas and densities out of the body of the ones that were willing to come forward who could understand the program. And naturally, there's a lot of, and still is, implants in people. In his time, there were still implants by our extraterrestrial brothers who would tend to take the people off of the path of healing, would actually block out the energies of what he was doing in his mission. And that's true today, too. There are people who, when I talk with people in expos and workshops, they kind of get it when I talk to them, and then they walk out of the room, and sure enough, they're going to some practitioner that is doing something with some really strange energies, and they don't understand that they have to begin with themselves first. So you never want to go outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. He knew about the extraterrestrial beings. He knew about ET abductions. If you look at some of the paintings that people drew, and, you know, probably in the, maybe even the 17 to 1800s, a lot of them show spaceships around Jesus. How and why, it's hard to say, but they're probably just tuning into the energy. So yeah, those energies were here. They've always been here. And they're not really helping too much. If they would be helping, we wouldn't have wars right now. But kind of getting sidetracked slightly here. But anyway, the whole thing is to clean yourself out first. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't take your mental energy, which is the energy which we have problems with. This energy will definitely separate you from your spirit. This is why we do mental body clearings and emotional body clearings, to get you back more into your spirit energy, because it's all within inside of you. Anything outside of yourself, any projections outside of yourself, connecting to grid lines, vortexes, opening vortexes, stargates, any of this stuff is negative, and it can bring in the negative ETs, these soulless beings, into you. And they're also here, you know, cruising around in UFOs too. So you want to be very careful on what you're doing, what you're opening yourself up to. It may look good on the surface, may look wonderful, but remember, we just have a small mind here, and we don't have that technology to actually understand what's actually happening to you. Remember, the mind is not as advanced as other energies out there, so we're just here like babes in the wood, and this is why Jesus said to go inside, don't go outside, and search for spirituality or things outside of yourself that you can connect to and actually have your soul stolen. And that happens a lot at the end of each 2,000-year cycle. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that whole concept of mental energy that you were talking about earlier is just a really fascinating one, and we've had a lot of experiences with that recently, last night's radio program and today's conference call included. I think people really felt the difference when the mental energy was released from them, and they could basically much more easily drop into their heart centers and get connected to their own spirit and their own divinity through their heart centers when they weren't sitting in that mental energy. And you talked a lot about, you know, the going outside of oneself or looking around for guidance elsewhere, or, you know, going to different gods or different sources for spirituality, when meanwhile you're completely disconnected from your own spirit. So it seems like it's a real key thing for people to get heart-centered and get out of that whole mind matrix energy and really get into their hearts and get connected to their own spirit. So can you talk a little bit more about that and what people can do to accomplish that?
Yes, getting connected to your heart is the first step, and that basically is like preschool for you. And then once you connect to your heart center, then you should have the guidance coming forth from your spirit if you can understand and communicate with your spirit. But remember, the mental blocks are still there. So what we can do for everyone is just do a mental body release, and you can have that experience right now. So we're going to take out your mental body, and it's going to be one of the invisible bodies that was created, and it works with the physical body. as many bodies, just like puzzle pieces that the body is using. And the mental body tends to keep us in our heads, and it talks to us a lot. Entities like coming into the mental body to give you mind chatter, and you keep hearing voices and what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and really your spirit should be giving you that information out of your heart. And so that's the big difference. If you're in your head, you hear things inside of your head, between your ears, you're not in your heart, and that's not your guidance. The guidance comes from the heart center, and when it resonates in the heart center, and your spirit talks to you, your whole body resonates with that energy. Otherwise, if it's in your head, you're not in your heart. And some people think that they're in their heart because their mind tells you that you know, you're in your heart, but you're not. There's a big difference there, and you can actually feel it. So we're going to release the mental body. We're going to put the mental body alongside of you, and the light ship will help do this. If you wish to come and view the light beam right now, if you're brand new to the program, scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar underneath the blinking flower. And you'll see a beautiful light beam there. And she's on the light ship, and she's going to help run some energies into your heart center so that you're able to have some healings today here. Here we go. So the mental body is now being released slowly. And it's just coming out of, say, one of your holograms here. There we go, it's coming out, and I'll count to 10, and at 10 I'll be released from you. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There should be alongside of you right now. And just kind of note and see how you feel. You should feel like a lot of pressure has been released from you. The mind chatter may have left, and you might feel like your awakening consciousness has dropped down maybe into your throat or into your heart center. It's no longer inside of your head. So we're going to drop you down now further into your heart center. And here we go. Let's count to 10 to command the energy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, and just stay in your heart now. We'll do an emotional body release. And this will be to the right side of you. And most people, especially women, live in the emotions. And men normally live in the mind. And we both really live in both, but this is kind of how it's phrased. And women get more emotional than men. So here we go. So for the men who are online here, you're going to feel maybe a little bit of a difference. You probably felt more with the mental. And the women will probably feel more of the emotional body leaving them. Here we go. Coming out. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So it should feel like, kind of like you had two parts of you leave you. You should feel your body relaxing right now. And you should also feel that this mental stuff inside of your head, all these thoughts of congestion have left you also. And what where you are now is you just left with your heart energy, and you should be able to feel the divine in you right now as opposed to the other two energies. How are you sensing this, Sylvia?
Definitely, and it just feels, it's wonderful. It's very blissful and like you said, relaxing and a lot of joy, you know, in that just having that spirit energy and being in your heart and not having that other stuff kind of there impinging or pressing upon you.
Okay, so I'd like you all just to connect now with your spirit. And this is the way most people who are really awake and feel. They don't tie into judgments, and they're not in the mental area that much. So naturally we do have to think, and that's still a mental process, but both bodies are actually a detriment in a sense to us because it keeps us out of our heart center. So again, just sit back and relax and feel this beautiful energy. And we're going to transmit a lot of peace energy from the light beam on your monitor screen now. And remember, these energies are all heart-to-heart energies. The light ship never created mind energy. That's the energy down here that was brought here. And that's what you want to basically attempt to get rid of. Get out of that mind energy. That's the trap. That'll tell you everything that you need but may not want, okay? And here we go. Some beautiful peace energy is starting to come through you right now. You might feel this wonderful heart connection of the light being. Just allow these beautiful frequencies of peace and love to come through you and to all of your cells. And again, ask your spirit for help and assistance to do this here. And you might even see the light being smiling at you as you look at her. As she becomes energized, the picture will change somewhat. It'll get brighter sometimes. The eyes will get more intense as she transmits white light out of her eyes to you, this love energy. You might see her actually floating on your monitor screen. And I'll just be quiet for a little bit here in silence so you can actually feel this wonderful energy going in, around, and through you. Okay, Sylvia, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and I love how you talked about, I think it was yesterday or maybe on Wednesday's radio program, about just expanding the heart chakra energy throughout your whole body. Can you talk about the importance of that and how that works?
Yes. Once you finally connect to your heart center, and you hear that voice that's in you right now, it should be pretty loud because your whole body's going to resonate with your spirit. And at that point, just being in that energy of your heart, you need to expand it out so that your spirit can now come into every cell of your body. And from there, you can actually have your whole physical body turn into like one big, large heart chakra. And then at that point, you have a lot of healing that can take place with you. Remember, your spirit is with you only to give you guidance, talking to you. It's there to give you love energy and support. And its other task is to heal the body and to use its talents, its wisdom, we'll use that term, and to bring out the energy in your DNA where your talents are stored. And where everybody is different, everybody is creative in a different way and can express their creativity differently. And so your spirit is there to help you to bring that out. So you're actually here to enjoy life and to be creative, which is much like the light ship does. They're in the same process of creating the universe and universes and yourselves, okay? So this is the whole process, is that you're here to be creative. But in order to do that, you must listen to your spirit. And you are in the flow when time stops for you. This program definitely puts you there. If you're going to notice that we're probably already about halfway through the program. So time flies really quickly when you're in the present moment. But when you're doing something creative and time does stop, then you're in the flow and your spirit's guiding you whether you actually know that or not. But the main thing for ascension is that you must get rid of the densities out of your body completely so that you can do the ascension, and your spirit knows how to do that. You don't have to read it in books or anything else, but you do have to clean out your body. So there's really no program that's going to be smarter than your spirit or even have that information brought to you because your spirit is from divine energy. But your responsibility is to have your spirit come into your body fully 100% so that you can do the ascension. This is what Jesus had to do. He had to work on himself enough, get rid of the blocked energies, and then he taught people also ways to do that. And naturally, you know, our bodies got really dense with technologies, you know, in the last 2,000 years here. And so we have a lot more to work on than we had 2,000 years ago. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, there's some beautiful divine energies that it would be wonderful to bring in for people to experience, that kind of in celebration of Easter. And one of those would be the Star of Bethlehem energy.
Okay, so again, just watch the light beam. And we'll bring in this energy here. And it'll start to come in probably within 10 seconds. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just feel this energy in your heart center. And you might even examine it. Ask your spirit what it's about, how it was here, why it was here. And if not, just feel the energy and be very peaceful. And I'll see you back in a minute or so. And we'll bring in another beautiful energy. We'll bring in the energy that the light ship provided for Jesus for his ascension. And this one will probably make you feel like you're lifting up out of your body a little bit. I should rephrase that. Your spirit's not going to lift out of your body, but your body will become lighter. And it'll feel like you're actually lifting up, kind of like levitating. So here we go. It's coming in now. And probably being in 10 seconds. So here it comes. We'll command it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. It's here now, and just enjoy this wonderful ascension energy. Okay, and nice comment from Kyle. And yes, you're right, Kyle. That on the fast chat, you could read it if you wish. Sylvia, go ahead.
Oh, is this where Kyle's talking about the defense fleet ship?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Kyle on the fast chat is mentioning that the energy of the ascension energy that came in, or maybe it was the Star of Bethlehem energy, felt similar to the energy that Ron has brought in before of the Creation Lightship's defense fleet. And for people that don't know about the defense fleet and what the lightship is doing now, maybe you could just talk a little bit about that before we go on.
Yeah, that's a large subject here. Since the light never created the darkness, and I'll just kind of rephrase that here, the darkness in itself probably is not bad, okay? It's just an energy source that has its own creation, and it's doing what it does, just like we do what we do as far as people who have a spirit in them, but somehow it has chosen to come into the light frequencies, and then use their agendas to take over the light. So if they stayed where they were, it'd be perfectly fine. So it's much like what we have on our planet here when you have, say, the military forces of whoever they would be, you know, have domination, you know, and trying to take over things. So the darkness is doing this basic thing, coming into the light frequencies and taking over people, taking over souls. And this is just the way they, I guess, choose to do their process. And they live off of our life force energy, off your spirit. And they also live off of the emotional traumas that they can cause us. And so basically the light ship came as a Star Bethlehem, one of the smaller defense fleet ships, to add protection at that time. And that's kind of why Kyle mentioned that. I'll bring in one of these smaller defense fleet ships right now. They're basically, they vary in size from about 90 to 150 foot in diameter. They will be invisible, so you don't have to worry about having one crash through your ceiling here. But you can feel the energy of this beautiful light ship, and it's pure love energy. And these are what the light ship uses to go out to into the darkness energies to bring back spirits, if you want to use the word souls, of people who went off maybe using witchcraft or got tied into some kind of religious organization or some kind of occult thing, where they actually gave their mental free will up, and then they trapped their spirit without knowing that, and then the dark side would come in and steal you, or just parts of you. And so this is what they do, is roost out, we'll say, the darkness out of the creation of light. And if they didn't do this, there would be no more light frequencies, because the darkness would just overtake everything. That's why they come every 2,000 years. So here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10, and you're going to feel this wonderful energy come into your room. It should be like it's going to be like crackling, in a sense. It'll be very, very pure energy, kind of like a lightning bolt went through your room and cleaned the air out. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feels good to me. Stronger, 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 stronger. Great. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There you go. So you can have this experience here of feeling this wonderful light energy in your living room or bedroom, wherever you are now. It's probably out throughout your whole house and yard that surround you. And how are you feeling, Sylvia?
I'm feeling wonderful. That's just such an amazing thing when that comes in, and that energy comes in, and it just goes through you. And it's, like you said, it's just pure light, pure love. And it's almost hard to talk, because I feel so amazing having it right here.
Yes, and for those who may be new, this is not UFO energy, where it's 3D or 4D. This is creation energy itself. So there's a big difference on what people talk about as far as, say, first contact or something like that. This is completely different. This is true divine source energy coming to you. And some of the terminology is the same, because that's the way the languaging system works these days. And the light ship is physical. When you go on it, it does appear to be and is a light ship. And remember, as above, so below. So this is probably why a lot of the UFOs that people see, they copy the light ship and probably make things similar to that in appearance. And so they're taking the, say, the blueprint of the light ship, since they all came from the light ship, a lot of these beings. And this is where their technology basically stems from. But the light ship is far above and beyond and surpasses everything that we know about here as far as 3D technology and UFOs, etc. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, before we go to the light ship, our time is running short, so I thought it would be really wonderful if we could maybe have a glass of water for everyone to activate, for them to drink tomorrow or tonight for this special occasion.
Okay, sure. We could, everybody wants to run out real quick and get a glass of water, and we'll do an activation for you. What we could do, since it's basically Easter and then we have the Ascension after that, seeing on a more positive note here, I don't want to get into the other aspect of the death and dying process, but we'll go into the enlightenment portion of this process here. So we'll bring in the Ascension energy into your water. So here we go. Whenever you're ready, I think we'll better wait about a minute here.
Give everyone a chance to get their water.
Get their,
and this is very special. This is something that we haven't done before on this program. So I have a glass of water and 8 ounces or so.
Yep, I have mine too beside me here. And we'll have the light beam bring the energy in. And so what I'd like you to do is to put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And we'll have this energy come in of Ascension. It'll come into your heart center, and you may feel the energy move down your arms into your palm chakra through your fingers into this glass of water. So here we go. And I'll count to 10, and feel like everybody has their glass of water now. And at 10, the energy will start coming into your glass of water. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may feel your hands kind of tingling or buzzing right now. Most people have that sensation. And if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. Some people, they always ask me, they go, "Ron, I just can't feel anything, you know, or, you know, what's wrong with me?" Well, it's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you're not being able to sense, and that may not be a bad thing for you, okay? So just know that it's working. What I find is about 1% of the men can feel, and about half of the women can feel, and the rest of the people just have a little more of a difficult time, and there's probably a reason for that. I do know if you get more into your body with your spirit, you're going to be actually more in tune with yourself, and you will start to have experiences. But if you don't feel anything, please don't beat yourself up. Just know that it's working. Here we go. This is feeling good to me. How's your body, your water feeling? Also, your body is having this attunement done also, because your body's made up of water, too, as this frequency goes through you. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's great to having this energy kind of run through. Seems to go from my heart to my down my arms and through my fingers. And I haven't tasted the water yet. Are we still activating?
Yep, we are right now, but we can, it feels like it's completed, so I'd like everybody to have some water right now, and I'm going to have mine. And mine is juicy.
For me, mine has about, it looks like 1,000 little tiny bubbles formed in it, which is different.
Oh, wonderful.
Than I've seen before, so it's really neat.
Mm-hmm. And when I take mine, it's my mouth is very, very wet. A lot of saliva, just very, very potent.
Wonderful. So that's great. If you'd like to talk about how you sense the water, you can type something in on the fast chat. I know a lot of people have typed questions and things that we're not probably going to be able to get to time-wise tonight because we want to have a chance to go to the Creation Lightship. But thank you for everything you're typing in. So I guess over to you, Ron, for going to the lightship. It's about 9:45 already.
Okay, so we'll have about a 15-minute lightship healing here. So it's very simple. Just sit still, relax, get comfortable, like a mini vacation, and you're going to feel a wonderful white light tunnel come around you. And this portion will not work on the fast chat, because I have to be connected with you one-on-one live to do the lightship healings. But you can bring up your animals.
On the archives, Ron, just to clarify that, you said it won't work on the fast chat, but you're talking about the archives when people listen to it on playback, right?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it will not work. You can listen to it, but it will not work on the archives. Okay, so here we go. If you want to bring any animals or pets up, you can. People bring up some flowers and trees at times. And here we go. You're going to feel maybe an energy coming around you right now, this very second. It'll be the white light energy. And it's like a white light tunnel going up to the light ship. And remember your vibration, and all vibrations are on and off and on and off and on and off. And we don't know when we're not here. So when we're not here, we're going to be there. And we're going up right now. And we're there, and whatever we brought up with us in our consciousness, it'll be also connected to the light ship. So if you brought one of your animals up, a dog or a cat or something, they're also on the light ship right now. So here we go. We're going into the first room, which is the room where they do the body scans on us. And this body scan is to see what type of being we are. And it's also telling them what's wrong with us as far as our DNA, what we need to work on, maybe physical problems. Remember, our emotional body does not go up. And so this is why you have to work on yourself on the earth plane to get rid of the emotional attachments and dramas and traumas and stuff or baggage that has to be done down here. They never created that. So now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, where we're at free choice to select the doctor teams that we're going to be working with this evening. And they all describe to us what type of procedures they can do on us here, how they do their healing work, how long it takes. It's quite involved. We can be there for a long, long time until you feel secure and satisfied. And we're going down a long hallway now. It's a curved hallway to the right slightly. You can look to the left and also see stars and planets, if you wish, out the windows of the light ship. And now we're going into the first room. And this room is pretty standard. This is where they have the hot tubs. And the hot tubs are used to detoxify our bodies. If you're in a really cold climate, you can ask them to turn the temperature up a little bit, and you actually feel your body heat up slightly and get warmer. If you're in an area where it's really, really hot, you can also ask it to be brought down a little bit. So right now we're in some pink hot tubs. I see some hot tubs that are green, some that are blue. There's many colors there. Some have rainbow energies in them. So we're going to be in these throughout this session. The next room we're going into is a room, and they're going to be releasing physical body pain from us. They're first working on our neck. I see that being worked with, the neck pain. Very possibly it could be nerve problems with some people, or just maybe a stiff neck from muscles. So they're working on that. They're also working with our spine, and they'll start from the tailbone and work their way up. Another room that we're going into now is a room where they have the beautiful dolphins. This is a big swimming pool, so to speak, and the water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And we're in this room right now, so I'll just let you have this experience of these various rooms here and just kind of put your awareness there. We'll bring in the energy of the dolphins here for you to experience. So here comes the dolphin energy. So stronger, stronger as it's coming in, stronger. It'll come in through the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you want to request your healing. Just pick maybe one or two things that you know is wrong with you on a physical nature. They do work with mental energy, too, a little bit. They can do, in a sense, brain surgeries, etc. But the main thing is to just pick out some kind of physical problem that you're dealing with. And if you wish, you can put your hand out in front of you. And you're going to find that it stops probably about a foot away from your body. and move your hand up and down slowly, and maybe from right to left, or a circular pattern too would work, and you can actually feel the skin of the dolphin. And this is very nice to do. It's quite awakening for some people when they first feel this energy, because you're going to find your hand doesn't really want to go any further than 1 foot away from you, and allow your body to sample this energy. So we'll just let you have some time here. In the next room we're going into, and there's many rooms that we're in right now, but we're going into the room where they're going to be working, looks like with their eyes and their ears. So this is probably head-related healing. So naturally, with that, they work with sinuses, they'll work with your teeth, your gums, your jaw. So if you have any problems, just request healing. And naturally, you probably want to ask every half a minute, and just do a body scan or a check and just see how you're feeling. If you have maybe a stiff back or something, you might want to walk every minute and just see how it's doing. And then request healing again and just see what's happening there. And you want to just be very general with what your problem is. Just say, my back hurts. You know, don't go into some kind of long 50-word medical problem that you're having, because they're really not into that. Just say, my back hurts, can you please help me? You know, that's all. So here we go. We're in this room now, and they're working with head-related issues here. And I'll let you enjoy that experience. And the next room we're going into is where they have their beautiful oxygen chambers. And you're going to be sampling oxygen number 16 right now. So I'd like you all just to exhale and take a deep breath. And maybe after your third breath of doing this here, you're going to be actually having the new oxygen come into you. This is number 16. And we'll see you back again in about a minute. And we're going into a room now where they're working with our heart and our lungs. These two organs are always work with together for some reason. And we're going to do an adjustment now for all of you. So as you get older, your body organs sag somewhat, so the light chip can actually reposition them for you so that you have maybe better breathing. And also maybe less heart pain if your heart is being compressed or squeezed. So here we go. And the life beings will be doing this here. So they're going to be working now with your heart, lung, liver, intestines, and stomach area, and kidneys. So you may feel your breathing change just momentarily here as they release some of the tension from your lungs right now. And you might feel them being repositioned slightly in your body. And also, you may feel your heart being moved slightly also. There we go. And they're still working a little bit here. Okay, and just see if you're having a better breathing capacity. For most people, when this is done, it's at least 10% better to maybe 50% better. This is the comments that I have received from people. Okay, and they're bringing in another oxygen for us here. And this is oxygen number 40. And number 40 will also be a little different, say, flavor in a sense, because they all have their own presence to them. So you may, could be a little sweeter smelling. We'll see. So here's number 40, or different in some way. So here it comes. So we'll count the 10 as it comes into you. And I'm sure after about the third breath, you're going to be able to sense the change on it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going now into another room. Again, this is the pain release room. So if you have any pain in your body, again, request healings. And they'll start to work with you again for this process here. And the last room we're going into right now, too, is the room where they're going to do some auric field cleansing for us. And we're underneath this beautiful waterfall of gold energy, this golden water. Like raindrops caressing our auric field, caressing our bodies. It doesn't touch our body, but it's very, very beautiful as you look out of your eyes and see this golden energy all around you. And naturally, during this process, you might feel your body changing somewhat. You may get warm, and you might feel tingles. Okay, wonderful. And here we go. Take some deep breaths. We're going to bring in one more oxygen to us. This is number 28. Take a nice deep breath, and we'll bring in the oxygen. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'd like you all just to maybe get up and just kind of walk around a little bit now and just stretch. And bend over if you can, and twist, and just kind of take note how your body's feeling right now. You may feel that some of your aches and pains have been alleviated here. You might even feel taller. That's commented a lot that I get from people when they do work with your spine and stuff, that people do actually feel about a half an inch taller. So check out your back, see how it feels. They have repaired and you know, worked with scoliosis a lot in women, so just kind of see how you're doing here. And just walk around and just do a body check here. We'll be coming back from the light ship. You wanna, if you have any animals, you might just check them out. A lot of times cats start to purr really loud, and dogs will sit next to you or next to the speakers or something, and they just love the energy too from the light ship. And we'll be coming back in a few minutes here. So again, we're going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the individual doctor teams for working with us. These are the ones that we selected ourselves. Remember, everything is at free choice. And the healings are between the light being doctors and yourself. We're now going into the next room, which is the transporter room, and our animals and pets are now joining us, and whatever we brought up in our consciousness is coming. And we're We're getting ready to come back down again. And now we're coming back down. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, how do you feel?
Well, I feel very relaxed and just very well cared for. So much, you know, it's just wonderful, the gentle, loving energy and how wonderful you feel when you come back. It's just great.
Oh, yeah, we do these longer sessions for only $20. It's affordable for almost everybody. Do those Mondays and Fridays. It starts 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, so if you're interested in having physical healings, I definitely recommend coming on the conference line. And if you do have an actual physical condition that you know about, it's almost imperative to have your emotional clearing done. And the charge for that is $5 times your years, your life. So if you're 20 years of age, the cost is $100. And I do this for many people. I do it for grandchildren, you know, people who have grandparents. And I also do an emotional clearing for people who have deceased. So what happens is, see, your spirit takes on the emotional trauma of your whole lifetime. So when it leaves the body, it's really gunked up with all this trauma like you're having right now. And so I can do this clearing for people who passed on, and their spirit is actually free to leave instantly if it chooses to do so. Otherwise, it has to, in a sense, get its own help and try to shed out these negative energies that are attached to it. And it can take quite a while to do. And sometimes as people are connected to their loved one who passed over, they're actually feeling that same pain from the spirit because the spirit now is connecting with them. And so once you clear somebody who has passed over at that point, you actually feel much better yourself. Plus, you actually help them on their spiritual development here to leave the earth plane. So I'll just say probably in closing here, blessings to all of you, and have a happy Easter. And just think of this conference call here, you know, on BBS Radio, you know, as just a way to experience the ascension energies and what was brought here by the light ship. And Easter is a really, you know, a little more positive because of the ascension process that Jesus did in helping everyone here on this earth plane to do the ascension, the ones that could catch on and allow themselves to work on themselves enough to do the ascension. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, you know, I don't have too much more to add to that except just stay heart-centered and drink your water. I think that activation was a very powerful one with those ascension energies being put right into the water. So that should keep you feeling really good. So until, I guess, Monday, we will see you then. Until then, stay heart-centered and much love to all of you.
Okay, and if you wish to give a little testimonial, just go down on the bottom of the page and click on that, and you can be in the email list also by typing in your email. And I love getting the testimonials from people. It's quite heartwarming to have the connection with you when I read them, so it's very, very nice. Otherwise, I don't know who's online and just doing this call here, and there's probably hundreds of you listening, but it's nice to have some confirmation, you know, from you coming back to me. So anyway, thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Good night, everyone.